If you've ever had the good fortune of living near a construction site, you probably know a bit about dust. Here in Ottawa, Canada, Mahad Adam can tell you all about it. For the past year, he's lived across the street from a construction site that fills an entire city block. And he says the air quality can be terrible.
Sneezing a lot, yes. Yes, since the dust comes in during the whole day that they've been working, it was constant dust inside the room, so it was having an allergy.
Trucks and bulldozers drive in and out of the site all day. They're tracking mud on the streets, and the air is filled with dust. Once that dirt is on the pavement, it's kicked back up by every car that passes by. The construction site supervisor, Brad Smith, says he's received lots of complaints about the dust from nearby residents, especially seniors.
Because I'm used to the dust and the dirt, whereas some of the people with breathing problems and stuff that live in the community, then they're affected negatively more than we are.
In fact, too much dust can even be dangerous for people with respiratory illnesses such as asthma. To keep it under control, he says his company flushes the dirt off the streets twice a week, and then they vacuum the rest up with a special truck. He says the amount of cleaning they do depends on who they're working for.
My client is the City of Ottawa, and they wrote that into the contract during tender time, whereas other projects I've been on, it can get into a bit of an argument because it costs us, so we push back a little bit.
Smith says his company could get a fine if they leave debris on the roads, but it's hard to find a specific law, whether here in Canada or in the U.S., either at the national level, the state level, even the local level, that deals directly with the dust coming off of construction sites. The officials I talked to said that's because it's a temporary nuisance. But what got me thinking about it was the research from Professor Brian McCary at McMaster University in Ontario. He drove around his city measuring air pollution at different sites, and he found the cloud of dust kicked up when you pass a construction site is not something you want to be breathing.
In some cases, you're kicking up so much dust that the fine particles, the things that cause health effects, are at levels that are there for concern.
Scientists say that inhaling those fine particles is bad for the lungs and the heart. But McCary says keeping the air clean around a construction site is actually not that hard.
It's just housekeeping. It's nothing more complex than that. And if you tell them that the housekeeping requirements are higher in this area than they are elsewhere, then they'll do it.
That can mean spraying down dusty roads with water or a sticky pine substance, or using the vacuum truck more often in areas where there's construction. When companies started doing that, McCary says there was a big drop in the air pollution at those sites. Now, local laws require that cleanup. McCary argues those laws should be everywhere. For the Environment Report, I'm Karen Kelly.